Gil's talk was so beautiful this afternoon. It's still kind of washing over me. The imaginings of the cessation of suffering and this equanimous love to be able to stand in the middle of whatever's happening and still hold open the heart of love, of care, of kindness. And so I want to talk about a practice tonight, the practice of forgiveness. Because oftentimes it's hard to soften our heart or to even conceive of the idea of opening our heart when we're holding on to old stories and pains and hurts. Ways that others have hurt us. Ways that we have hurt ourselves. And then ways that we have hurt others. So looking at what blocks, what hinders, what disables us from being able to move forward on the path, from having that clarity of heart and mind, that clear lake. And I have found this practice very powerful for clearing. And I found in my own practice of love, of metta, the inability to move forward and receive love, accept love, give love fully before I had forgiven myself and forgiven others. So I'm offering this from a place of knowing the power of this practice, the necessity of this practice. And before we start, because I do know how powerful it can be, I want everyone to know that this does not condone any harms that were caused to you or any harms that you caused to yourself or others in the past. So it's not about forgiving and forgetting. It's about how do we move forward. How do we soften to what has happened so that we don't need to carry the burden any longer? So that we can imagine the possibilities of loving unhindered. It doesn't mean that we need to do any sort of action towards anyone that has harmed us. This practice is for ourselves, for our hearts. So it does not mean the activity of going to forgive somebody. It means how can my heart be clean and clear? And also knowing that it's a process. Something that takes time, it's an unfolding. So only do what you feel ready to do, what feels right. And so as we've instructed with the previous metta practices, allowing your body to be as comfortable and as at ease as it needs to be, as it would like to be. Sometimes that just means allowing the belly to release a little, softening it. Releasing the jaw and the shoulders. Sometimes it means lying down and just letting your body be at ease. No need to hold any structure right now. Allowing the fullness of your breath to fill your belly. And then seeing also if that breath can reach your heart. If it can just touch it and make some space. Sometimes we're available for a lot of space, and sometimes just a little. Whatever's there is fine. But seeing if you can fill your whole cavity, your belly, your chest, with each breath. Sometimes when we breathe into that area is when we can feel the barriers. Oftentimes that's where we hold our grief and our betrayal and our abandonment and our anger. And with very good intentions, we protect our hearts from future pain. So just seeing what the breath can do to soften just a little bit. And we're going to do this in a three-step process. So first, we are extending forgiveness to those that we have harmed. So often when we think of forgiveness, we think about those who have harmed us. But also on this life's journey, there are others that maybe knowingly or unknowingly we have also harmed. Maybe at some point of your life where you were confused or in pain. Or angry. There was some way through our words or our actions that we caused harm. And now we're asking for forgiveness. many ways that we have hurt and harmed others, betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering. Sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly. So asking out of my pain, fear, anger, confusion, I ask your forgiveness. Asking, maybe imagining those in your life, maybe that were in your life, that you caused harm, knowingly or unknowingly. Seeing them now, feeling them now in your heart. I ask for your forgiveness. Maybe we never have the opportunity to reach out to these people in reality, but we're still carrying some kind of sorrow or regret. So in your own heart, knowing that things would be different now, yet that pain still lingers. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, and confusion. I ask for their forgiveness. So just maybe the phrase, forgive me. Holding that in your heart. Forgive me. And the one that was most poignant for me was forgiveness to myself. All of those ways that we've abandoned ourselves, betrayed ourselves, harmed ourselves. So many times, not even knowing what we were doing, too confused to know. Not connected with this very precious life and body. Mistreating it emotionally, physically. Maybe you can recall some moments now that were particularly hurtful. Just allowing yourself, if there's any sorrow, to actually feel it now. All that we carry forward into our lives now from the past. and allowing yourself to release that burden. What would it be like to be free from that burden? Past hurts, past mistakes, past self-betrayals. So a phrase you can use for the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of fear, pain, and confusion. I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness to myself. I forgive myself. And the next movement is forgiveness for those who have harmed or hurt us, harmed or hurt you. Knowing that so much of this comes out of their confusion, their delusion, their pain. Maybe generations worth of pain. And how they have knowingly or unknowingly caused you harm. Maybe harm that we've carried for many, many years. Deeply wounding. And to whatever extent is possible, no need to go anywhere uncomfortable. But seeing these ways that you have been harmed, and allowing yourself to release the story. Knowing that whenever your heart is ready, the possibility of extending forgiveness is there. Knowing that however others have wounded or harmed you out of their own fear and pain and confusion, that we've carried it for too long. You can, if you so choose, offer forgiveness. Offering forgiveness to those who have caused harm. I forgive you. I forgive you. And there are times when we need to just be forgiving of ourselves for not being ready to forgive. And that's okay too. We carry giant burdens and pains and hurts. And we carry smaller burdens and pains and hurts. So maybe today we're working on little things. Or letting yourself, if any one of these resonated for you, the way that you have harmed another that you haven't quite let go of yet, that holds you back from connecting, from loving, from intimacy, from vulnerability. Any way that you may have harmed another, or any way that you have harmed yourself, not showing up for yourself, not standing up for yourself, harming yourself. Any way that others have harmed you. Allowing yourself to hold in your heart the possibility of this cessation, of this letting go. I offer forgiveness. I offer forgiveness. I forgive you. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, causing them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, and confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed myself. I have betrayed or abandoned myself, many times through thought, through word or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. For those ways that I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of fear or pain or confusion, I forgive myself. There are many ways that I have been harmed by others, abused or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly, out of their own confusion and delusion. I have carried this pain in my heart for too long. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. I forgive you. You can just stay on whichever category resonates the most for you. Wherever you feel you've been holding, regretting, abandoning the most. Knowing that this practice is for your freedom, for your liberation. just like in our mindfulness practice, being aware not to get too carried away in the backstory. Seeing how you can hold the practice in your heart. This is a heart practice. Imagine the holding, the years of holding, and maybe the very, very subtle or slight release, slight opening to forgiveness. Not allowing the mind to ruminate, just holding yourself. The knowing that there's a possibility of release. A loosening of the bondage. Using this practice as you need to. Throughout the retreat, sometimes from moment to moment, forgiving ourselves for judgmental thought, for self-judgment, for being critical of others. All the ways that we constrict our minds. Allowing ourselves some forgiveness, some kindness, some gentleness. Wherever you are right now, if this practice is landing for you, or maybe it's metta or compassion, just allow it to work through you. Noticing when you need some forgiveness, when that's appropriate. When compassion is appropriate. When metta is appropriate. Knowing that you have this arsenal of love to work from. The capacity of a bright heart and a bright mind.